Proclamation number 7406 of 11th of September, 1959. Evaluating grace. And never will you need to do without the grace of God, who are only of good will. His grace is bestowed upon you without measure. But if you are not willing to let it take effect in you, then it will be of no use to you. And thus you can say, the will is the first thing. Even though God's grace is available to every person at any time and without measure, but what use is it to you if your will does not allow it to take effect? God's measure of grace is inexhaustible, and it would truly suffice to still help you achieve complete spiritualization on this earth. But your will is always decisive, and it is free. When the human being enters this earth, he is a completely weakened creature which would never be able to ascend on its own. And then God's help steps in. He constantly endeavors to help the human being so that his soul will progress in its development. And all this help is a means of grace. It is a gift for the totally weakened soul so that it will gain strength and enable its ascent. But nevertheless, the human being's will must first be willing to accept these gifts and make use of them, for he is not forced to do so, and therefore it depends on the human being's free will whether he avails himself of the blessings which are truly available to him without measure. He can also disregard all of God's help and do nothing for his soul. He can only pay attention to worldly life and pass by all gifts of grace without making use of them. Then his will has failed, he has taken a wrong direction, and the human being remains as weak and immature as he was at the beginning of his embodiment. So then he has been heedless of grace. But he cannot say that the grace of God has been withheld from him. Yet his will did not make it effective, which is the same as if he had remained without grace. God is always ready to help, thus proofs of grace of his love constantly flow to the human being. Whether they are accepted and evaluated is up to the human being, that is determined solely by his will, but not by God's will. But not having accepted God's grace is synonymous with complete failure on this earth, because without divine help the human being is too weak to develop upwards. And the human being's will is then ready to accept divine grace when he consciously turns to God, when the human being seeks God and wants to make contact with him. Then he will also feel every help from God as a gift of grace and accept it with a grateful heart. He will also feel God's love and now consciously strive towards him, and his ascent development will proceed because the graces will now also be evaluated, i.e., the helping hand of God will be grasped by which the human being will now swing himself upwards and his initial weakness will fall away from him. For God's grace gives strength to every soul which seriously struggles for perfection, which longs for God and will certainly reach its aim one day. Amen.